This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on I Have Decided. And the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 in the easy to read version says the following. This command that I give you today is not too hard for you. It's not a secret hidden in some faraway land. This command is not in heaven so that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us and bring it to us so that we may hear and do it. This command is not on the other side of the sea so that you should say, who will go across the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it. No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so you can obey it. Today I've given you a choice between life and death, success and disaster. I command you today to love the Lord your God. I command you to follow him and to obey his commands, laws, and rules. Then you will live, and your nation will grow larger. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take for your own. But if you turn away from the Lord and refuse to listen, if you are led away to worship and serve other gods, you will be destroyed. I'm warning you today, if you turn away from God, you will not live long in the land across the Jordan River that you are ready to enter and take for your own. Today I'm giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So, choose life. Then you and your children will live. You must love the Lord your God and obey him. Never leave him because he is your life. And he will give you a long life in the land that he, the Lord, promised to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 30:19. In the King James, summarizes it very simply by saying, I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God doesn't just give us the question, he gives us the answer. He says, I'm giving you a choice between life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Hallelujah. What a good God. Amen. So, you know, God gives us the answer that we need. And so the title of the series is, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And we're looking at what that actually entails. Galatians 6 and verse 7 says, you were running well, who hindered you from obeying the truth? So don't quit at the first hurdle. And there will be hurdles, there will be challenges, there will be mountains to climb, enemies to defeat, challenges to overcome. So like I said, trust God. And so, what is involved in making a decision for Christ and what is expected of us? I'm mindful of the old hymn, I Have Decided. I don't know if you remember it. I have decided to follow Jesus. And so it goes, I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Though no one joins me, still I will follow, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Some of you may be unaware of the origins of this hymn. This Christian hymn originated in India. The lyrics were based on the final words of a man martyred in Garo, Assam, India. As a result of the great 1859 Welsh revival, thousands were saved and many missionaries were subsequently sent to the nations, including India. And again, this is the first effect of a revival, is that people will be awakened to the condition of the souls of others. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Don't say you carry the spirit of revival if you don't have a burden for souls. Because true revival will make you a soul winner, not a bean counter. I've been in conferences where the focus is all about faith and how to be blessed, healthy, happy, etc., etc. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all else that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. You know, God wants you healthy and happy and well. Personally, I think that's the greatest advertisement for the Christian gospel. There's enough miserable people out there without adding to it. But, you know, notwithstanding that, there's so much more to the Christian walk than your own personal needs. There's nothing wrong with desiring to see God to meet your needs. He loves you and he's promised to meet all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But there's something off with that when it's your sole focus. And so, again, certainly for myself as a pastor, I've come to the place of realizing you could have some famous preacher come and stand behind your pulpit, but if they don't have a burden for souls, you're wasting your time. And so, again, we mustn't be motivated by money or the praise of man, but by a burden for souls. And so, Northeast India had hundreds of primitive and violent headhunting tribes. One Christian missionary succeeded in leading a family, a man, his wife, and two kids, to Christ. Many of the villagers began to get saved subsequently as a result of this family. The village chief summoned the man and his family before the village and called them to publicly renounce their faith or face immediate execution. The man simply answered, "I have decided to follow Jesus." The chief was enraged and had his two boys killed. Again, the chief asked, "Will you deny your faith? You've lost both your children, and you will lose your wife too." But the man replied, "Though no one joins me, still I will follow." The chief ordered the man's wife to be killed, and he asked one last time, "I'll give you one more opportunity to deny your faith and live." The man simply responded, "The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back," and he was promptly killed. And yet, this family's courage and conviction caused the chief to search his heart and to ask why this family was willing to die for a man who lived in a faraway land on another continent 2,000 years ago. There must be some amazing power behind this family's faith, and I want to have that same faith. And so suddenly he cried out, "I too belong to Jesus Christ." When the village heard that their own chief had confessed Christ, the whole village accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And I'm just reminded of that old quote, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." And so let's not be under any illusions. The gospel message that was brought to us, there are many who suffered through the ages to bring that message to us today. So what are we doing with it today? I've studied how when an area was conquered, one of the very first things that these conquering armies did was they would break the cross off the roof of the church. You know, reading history has given me a new appreciation for Ireland and Europe with all of these beautiful old churches everywhere, even if they are currently empty. They may be empty right now, but I believe that by faith they can be filled. And so when we walk by a church with a cross on the roof, we have no idea of the price that may have been paid to take the gospel to that city, area, or nation, or the price paid to keep it. And so for the next few weeks, I'm going to talk about the first part of this series, which is discipleship. Because when we say I've decided to follow Jesus, that means that I am now a disciple. And disciple is a New Testament word. It's used only one time in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 16. "Bind up this testimony and the law among my disciples." And the word literally means instructed, a disciple, learned, taught, used. And so there's this idea of, you know, being a student, being a learner. And even though it appears only one time in the Old Testament, it appears 256 times in the New Testament. And it literally means in the Greek, a learner, a pupil, a disciple. And so Jesus said this, "Come, learn of me," in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30. Come, learn of me. And we want to learn of Christ. And we want to walk in courage and make that quality decision to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, just like that beautiful Indian couple that gave their lives for the gospel. And so, Lord, we pray for that great awakening in our time, in our generation, in Jesus' precious name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.